Hello, my friends, and welcome once again to 7 Minutes with God. Today, our message is entitled, Is God the Creator of Evil? Is God the Creator of Evil? No. Emphatically, no. God did not create evil. Evil cannot come out of good, lest it have the freedom to do so. God has never and never will promote evil as being a faction of His Holy Trinity. In order for evil to manifest its attributes, it must have an active source, for one thing. This source is not of God, but is given place, or given birth, rather, because of the free will that our Creator plants at the nucleus of man's imagery. Now, that may be a little difficult to understand. You may have to listen to it over a couple of times. Let us consider, though, the common puppy dog. Once it is born, it cannot do anything, much of anything, for itself. It needs to be fed. It needs to be nurtured, and all by its mama, just like everything that is newborn. It needs to be nurtured by another source. When it is old enough and learned of the rules of obedience, well, it will never depart from it. And so it is with people. So it is with people who are created in God's image. We need our mama too. Yes, we do. We need our mama too, to feed us, to nurture us, to train us up in the way we should go, and we will not depart from it. Now, the main difference between a puppy dog and a baby child is that the difference I want to make here is that a puppy dog does not have a soul. And puppy dogs weren't made in God's image. And no matter what they do, it's not counted onto them for sin. On the other hand, well, little children, because they do have a soul and the seed of God within them, can be reared up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord God. They can fully determine right from wrong once they cross that line of accountability and understand God's free will. That's important. Once they cross that line of accountability. In other words, free will allows us to make up our own minds. We're not robots of God. We're His children, or we all were in the beginning, but many of us have gone in our own direction because we've abused the free will God has given us. It's that simple. Free will allows us to make up our own minds. To help simply, well, we must bear in mind that God is all holy and all righteous. When God created us in His image and placed the first man and the first woman in the paradise of the Eden, oh, the Garden of Eden, this would be the evolutionary beginning of mankind. Our purpose for existing was to bring the utmost honor, the utmost glory befitting such a king as our holy and righteous God. There was no bad seed hanging from our coccyx, nor were there any subliminal mandates attached to our perfect makeup. You see, God did not enable us to exercise His gift of free will just so that we should abuse or misuse its wondrous spiritual elements. No, on the contrary, Since God does not make any junk, then we can only look at ourselves as replicas of his greatness. However, the story doesn't quite end there. Listen carefully. Not only were we created in the Master's spiritual image, but also in his physical likeness, according to that of Jesus Christ. But ultimately, our mandate was so very, very basic: to have sweet fellowship with God, with our Creator. That's all God wanted. That's all he wanted from us. He put us in a paradise so he could have sweet fellowship with us. This is why he gave us the best piece of real estate on the planet, where joy and fellowship would be eternal. All he asked from us was our love and our obedience. Now, Eve didn't have to listen to Satan, nor did Adam have to listen to Eve. All they had to do was simply listen to God.